All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday. Kof Lamed Ches. Mahi Agisha Hanachona LeMatzav Kit Me'in Zes. Remember again, the example that we were looking at yesterday was I wake up in the morning and I find that a strong wind has knocked down my vase. It's an expensive vase, plus coupled with the fact that it has sentimental value. It was my grandmother's. And so the question is, how does one handle such a circumstance? So the Mechaber writes the following: Ma agisha hanechon al matzav kein main zeh. Nachon ha'agar tal shavem shmonim shkal. Could be that the vase is worth a lot of money, the 80 shekel. V'hayirusha me'asavta gam hi nostalgia yafe b'nefesh. And the truth is, the fact that it's an heirloom from my grandmother brings up an important nostalgic value as well. If you were to give a person two choices, let's say you were to give a person a choice. Choice number one is that you live, right? You're going to live your life, but without the vase, or you'll die, but the vase will be in existence. Okay, so if you give a person those two choices, so he says, "Bevadai haya omer ha'agartal agartal." Hasafta safta, hakol yakar, v'ha'avalachaim yikarim yoser. So normal people would say vases are very nice, grandmothers are exceptionally important, but at the end of the day, my life is my life. And of course, again, I choose my life over anything else. Kisha adam lo misponein hutama. When a person goes ahead and thinks about this, they wonder, he says, you're probably wondering what I just meant by this expression. What exactly is the connection between my desire to live and the vase? So we say to ourselves, why can't I have both? Right? I want to live, but I also want, I wish I had my vase.
Did you
think
about mother-in-laws?
So he's not talking about mothers, just grandmothers. When a person begins to think about this a little bit more, yira shebe'etzem kach shumachnis es atzmo lusoch olam shel ratzonos kashmim zetalich shel hamasa atzmis. He's when you begin to think about this a little bit more, a person who pushes himself into the world of material wants, ultimately, he is creating death for himself. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar LaAdam HaRishon. God said to Adam, Ki b'yom achacha mimenu mos tamos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Adam HaRishon, that on the day that you eat from the Eitz Das Tov, on the day that you eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will die. Yet, Hu lo meis ba'osayom. Yet, interestingly enough, man does not die. Adam eats from the tree, but he doesn't die on that day. Hu chai elef shana. Adam Rishon lives 1,000 years. He writes in the brackets, right? He lives 930 years. 7 years were given to David HaMelech, but 930 is close enough to 1,000 to call it 1,000. Avala mikra made ki biyom achacham imenu mos tamos ha'itochin. So what's happening? It's a good kasha, right? Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Adam, if you eat from it, you're going to die. And yet again, what do we see? That Adam doesn't die. Adam lives a long, happy life. Even after, well, I'm not happy life, but he lives a long life even after each and the eats dust over us. So what's the pshat? Ella, etzem haratzon shelo, le'echo me'itz hadas, etzem zeh shuratza, kvar hischelamos. Rather, says the Mechaber, what happened over here is the following. The fact that Adam had a desire, a strong desire, a want, and that want turned into a need, which caused Adam to act, that is already the beginning of death. Kol ha'chayim acharei zeh, heim talich shel hamasa atzmit ayidya ritzonos. Because we're all saying, a life that is filled with constant wants and constant running to satisfy those wants is not a life. Is not a life. When Adam HaRishon eats from the tree, what Adam HaRishon truly demonstrates, at the end of the day, what's really happening over here is what he's saying is, I am a man who runs after what I want. I remember, how does Chava talk about the tree? It's nechmad le'inayim, looks so beautiful. Tov v'haske would be so good to understand. There's so many milas, so many things. I want it. I need it. It's good. When Adam Rishon eats from the trees, what he does is he consigns himself for a life of running. And a life of running for different needs. A life of running is good, but it depends what you're running for. A life of running to satisfy material needs, a life of running to ultimately acquire this and acquire that because I feel that's going to be the only thing that makes me happy, is not a life. is not a life. A life of ratzon, of rats, is a life ultimately that is the beginning of the throes of death. In b'sha'a, sha'adam rotza afilu davar katan. In a moment where a person wants even something small, hu muda lekach shebemo yadav, hu yotza la'atzmo ke'eiz talech sha'amasa atzmis. If a person were to realize that as I begin to run after things, as I begin to want even small things, I'm ultimately consigning myself, I'm putting myself on the pathway of death. Vadayomer, a person will say, Halavai shemi olam lo haya agartal. If that's the case, I wish I never had the vaz. Ha'ikar lo lahafsides ha'chaim. The ikar is to not cause myself to lose out on life. Rosa, that's what you remember when he said before. So what happens? I lost the vaz. So you know what I was like? When we lose things in life or things break, it causes us pain. It causes us pain. A person has to be so careful with that, because that pain engenders a ratzon, creates a desire for more. So if that's what I said before. If you were to ask a person, would you rather be alive and not have the vaz, or be dead and have the vaz be in existence? It sounds like a stupid question. But the Mechaber is ultimately saying is, just please understand, if you really want life, let go of the vaz. If you really want life, let go of the vase. It was nice when you had it. It reminded you of Savta. Beautiful. It's gone. It's gone. And if you lament over it, then what's going to happen? That's going to connect you to that item. And that connection to that item, ultimately, again, is the beginning of a very negative pathway of life that seems more like death than life itself. So instead, a person has to learn to let go. Right? I had the object. Now it's gone. I enjoyed it when I had it. It was meaningful when I had it. Circumstances beyond my control. I'm upset that maybe I didn't close the window. It's done. It's done. Now it's time to move on. Oh, so we'll see. He's not saying don't have desire. He's saying don't spend your life on a desire for the acquisition of the material. You have to have desires in life. It's the question of a desire for what? That we'll see. He says, Im king, bitsura masit. So halach lemaisi, he says, when a person gets up in the morning and they see that all the pieces on the vase are on the floor, chutz miha avodah ma'asit likachas matata v'kaf ashba v'le'asof es hashorim. So in addition to taking out your broom and your dustpan and sweeping up the pieces, alav lahamid es atzmo u'lisponim. Person has to think to himself and say the following: Ha'im avura agartal e'ekor me'atzmi suras chayim shel lo l'ratzos sh'al yada ani mischaber li'olam apnimi sheli. Should, because of a vaz, should I uproot myself from a connection to my neshama, from a connection to a life of not constantly wanting, to a life that ultimately again causes me to constantly desire, and therefore again causing me a life of running of ritzah? Lo ze shava, zelo shava. It's not worth it. Hu mevater al haratzon v'chol zelios shaket, shaket ragua. A person is mevater, a person lets go of the desire and allows himself to be tranquil. So we'll say, again, we have to understand this through the lens through which it's being presented. The Mechaber is not suggesting that a person should be an ascetic. He's not suggesting that a person should, you know, give up any kinds of desires and a person should just not want anything. It's not what he's saying. What he's saying is you just have to be careful in life what you want, what you feel is a necessity, what's your ratzon? Because remember, again, the most important point to remember all of this is ratzon creates ritza. What you want is what you run after in life. And what you run after in life are the very things that you feel you need to be complete. And the things that you identify as the necessary components for your completion, that means you will not feel complete, settled, and tranquil until you have them. So be very careful with what you want. Be very careful with what you run after. So what he's suggesting is that sometimes the best way to be happy is to neutralize the want. Neutralize the want. If you neutralize the want, what that'll say is, I don't have to run after this thing. I don't have to run after. I can be happy even without that thing. Again, Say's making a good point. There's a very fine balance, because you have to want something. You have to run after something. A person has to have a drive. A person has to have a motivation. We're going to discuss that drive will emanate from a different place. But it's such a profound yisod. We get all, he says in life, we go from ritza to ritza. We run from one thing to the next thing. And Rabbosai, let's be honest, we all do it. If a person is in business, it's the next thing. Is it enough? You know, you ask people, at what point in time will you be happy? At what point then will you be? So people have all kinds of answers. And the truth is, they're all lies. Because if you're hinging your happiness on some type of business accomplishment, it's not true. Bless you. If you're, it's not true. Once you get to that, you're not gonna sit back, take a vacation, and work less. You know, just you'll set your next goal for you. Which again, bless you. It's not necessarily a bad thing if you're just doing it to grow your business. If you're doing it to make you happy, then you're in big trouble. And it's true. So if I just had another vacation, if I just had another bedroom, if I just had a little bit more money in the account. All of these things are all good things, and you could want all of them, but just don't hinge your happiness on them, because if you do, you'll be sorely disappointed, because in Yirtzeh Hashem, one day you'll have that nice vacation. One day you have a little bit more money in the bank. You're going to realize, well, you know, I don't actually feel any better. It's nice, but I don't feel happy. So that's all the Mechaber is trying to say over here. You could want all the things. You could work for the things. You could even want to enjoy those things. Just don't connect those. Don't make those things the metrics of your life happiness. All right, we'll pick up page Kuf Lamed Tes on Monday in Mir Tzashem.